says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A big shout out to our producer holding it down tonight. Manny Rodriguez is in New York City. You could be anywhere in North America. I'm glad that you're here. We got a lot to discuss over the next 4 hours. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Shohei Ohtani rumors are going wild all over the place. People are tracking his flights. They're saying he's in Toronto. They're saying he's in California. They're saying he's in Japan. I think people got to find a better thing to do. LeBron James is trying to win the first NBA Cup, and so is Tyrese Halliburton. The Eagles and Dallas Cowboys are going to go at it again on Sunday. Heisman is going to be given away tomorrow. Got the Army-Navy game. It's just a lot. We got the Chiefs getting ready to go at it with the Bills again. Those games are always fun to watch. This is always fun. I'm sitting here in the studio right now. The Golden State Warriors are going at it with the Oklahoma City Thunder in Oklahoma City. Man, they run up the clock. 101 to 97, the Warriors lead. It's like old guys versus young guys. Never thought that I'd look at Steph Curry and call him an old guy, but maybe if you've watched Klay Thompson play recently, he sure as hell looks like an old guy. So we'll be talking about the NBA in-season tournament. It's going to come to a conclusion tomorrow. It's just a lot going on. You can always listen to this show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can always tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. And if you got a smart speaker and you're smart enough to talk to a computer, at any point, just go ahead and ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm not going to call out any names because I don't need any of my equipment trying to answer me. Before we do anything else, Manny Rodriguez, how the hell are you doing, man? You good, Manny?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
Why you sound so miserable, man? That's
well,
not good.
My favorite basketball team isn't as good as I thought they'd be, and it makes me a little sad.
Let me take a wild guess. Is this the New York Knicks? Did I guess correctly, Manny? Is it the Knicks?
Yeah, the Knicks. I'm sorry. I'm having headphone troubles in here.
No, it's okay. Listen, man, we pay enough for great equipment here. What can we do, right? Things are going to break. Why the hell are you sad about the New York Knicks? They've only been, kind of average for quite some time now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know my life with them being average, but I thought they'd be a lot better than average, how average they've been this season.
Oh, in my life, they've been good enough to go to the finals a couple of times, and then they've
What's
also
like?
Sucked the majority of it.
Yeah, they've sucked for the literally all of my life. It's actually not so great, but, you know, it is what it is. That's why they make me sad.
Maybe I'm used to it, but it's okay. Are you doing otherwise, Manny? We haven't worked together in a while.
Yeah, no, I'm doing all right otherwise. I do updates now here around here, JR. Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, listen, you gotta make your money any way possible. So when's the last time we worked together on a show?
Oh, good heavens. Probably like last summer, not this past summer, last summer before that.
Last year?
Probably. I could probably check back in my emails, but I think this is my second time working this show.
Damn. So is there anything that you want me to do? Do I need to, like, change anything for you? What do I need to do?
Shep gave me the lowdown, and he kind of just told me it's just like any old other JR show. So, all right. Oh. If I mess up anything, it's Shep's fault. Simple as that.
Yeah, I like that. That's okay. That's all right. Well, any changes between last summer and now? You got any kids? Like, did you have any life-changing events? Did you hit the lottery? What's going on?
Lottery would be nice, but I did move in with my girlfriend in Manhattan. So I live in Manhattan now. I moved out of Westchester, moved out of my parents' house. So, yeah, some pretty big change this past summer.
The hell is going on with you and Shep? Shep talks about moving in and living with his girlfriend, and I got to hear you talk about it, too.
Well, I mean, it's the first time you've heard it. It happened about 6 months ago now, so, I mean, it's the first time you've heard about it in 6 months. It's been half a year. My lease is almost up.
What am I, the schmuck? You and your girlfriend, Shep and his girlfriend, and me, I just don't do nothing but work.
Yeah, you know, listen, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. You heard it from Manny Rodriguez. Well, we're going to have some fun, Manny, tonight, okay? You ready for this?
Hell yeah.
Of course he is. Listen, if you want to holler at us, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I understand. It's Friday night. We're going to have a lot of weird people calling up saying weird type of things, and I'll just deal with it because that's my job. That's what I do. And if you want to, there's also a lot of weird people on the internet. We know that already. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Speaking of weird, today has been a weird day in baseball free agency because we know Juan Soto has dominated the news in baseball over the past couple of days. Major League Baseball winter meetings are going down in Florida, and Soto gets traded from San Diego to New York, and we know that, okay? We've talked about that here on the show over the past couple of nights. Every day that has gone by, especially this week, we hear more and more about Shohei Ohtani. Where is Shohei Ohtani going to go? This is like Squid Games. It's like everybody gets eliminated or somebody gets eliminated every day. I don't know if it's as painful as Squid Games, but somebody gets eliminated. And so earlier this week, there's teams that is just like out of the running. It's New York Yankees, New York Mets, Chicago Cubs. But one team that seemingly has kind of upped its odds to acquire Shohei Ohtani happens to be the Toronto Blue Jays. Yes, the Toronto Blue Jays have all of a sudden been inserted into the list as to one of the top teams or locations where Shohei Ohtani would go. And I say to myself, well, damn. He's going to move further out east, and it's not going to be the Mets. It's not going to be the Yankees. He's going to go east and not go to the Cubs. He's going to go to Toronto. Now, me, I love Toronto. I love the city. I don't care about their teams any more or any less than any teams here in North America. I do not care. In the great words of the great Mike Tomlin, I do not care. But Shohei Ohtani, this man has basically been stalked because of this news. You got a bunch of reporters who have run around all day today with their Twitter fingers or X fingers. I don't know what the hell you call it today. They're running around trying to be first, trying to be the first dude to break the news. We had a report earlier today that a decision about Shohei Ohtani and his future was imminent. We had a report that Shohei Ohtani was hanging out at the Blue Jays facility. There was another report that Shohei Ohtani was up in Toronto. There was a report that there was a reservation set at a Japanese restaurant for Shohei Ohtani after his announcement to celebrate. It's like, come on. I don't envy people who just run around and just want to be first. I want to be good. I want to be right. I want to have fun. But trying to chase a story, man, it's what, two people that do that in sports? What's this guy's name? Woj, Schefter, and Charania. And then maybe there's some other guys. It's like four people. Everybody else is like way down the line in second. These guys are glorified publicists. Man, we had people tracking planes today because they were that thirsty about Shohei Ohtani potentially going up to Toronto, hitting home runs, and not this year, but maybe next year, striking folks out. And I'm like, give it a break. I know this is the holiday season. It's the first day of Hanukkah, the first night of Hanukkah. That's why Shep isn't here. But the fact is, can you wait a little bit longer for your presents? Can you wait a little bit longer for your gifts? I mean, this isn't about little kids here, right? This isn't some little kids snooping around the house trying to figure out what gifts are stuffed up in the attic. This isn't some, nosy kid trying to figure out what they got days before the holidays. These are grown-ass adults. These are grown-ass men trying to figure out where this guy's going. And I get it. If it's going to make you money, good. But can everybody else just wait a little while longer? Shohei Ohtani's going to make his decision. I don't think it's rocket science to think that he lives in Southern California already with the Angels and that all he'd have to do is take the highway north and play for the Dodgers. A team actually worth a damn. And a team that's a little bit more familiar with winning than the Angels. Well, a whole lot more familiar with winning than the Angels. That's where I think Ohtani is going to go. And so amongst all of these stupid rumors and people chasing flights and running after stories and even Drake is wearing Ohtani jerseys, Jim Bowden was on CBS Sports Network. He was on HQ. And he basically gave his thoughts and gave the latest update on what's really going on with Shohei Ohtani. Listen to this.
So I've talked to the clubs that are still involved in the Ohtani sweepstakes and the three teams, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, and the Giants. I mean, the Cubs are still technically alive. The Angels are still technically alive. But everything has pointed to the Dodgers, Blue Jays, and Giants being the last three teams that are left standing here. I've talked to sources of mine from each of those teams. They tell me that no announcement is imminent and that he has not made his decision yet. And his representatives have told me that the negotiations are ongoing and that's where it stands. So, you know, that doesn't mean something couldn't happen over the weekend, but we are being told the process continues.
The process continues. So for all the news that we got this morning that a decision was imminent, that we're going to find out about Shohei Ohtani potentially as soon as today, we got nothing. On the East Coast today, Friday, is almost done. There's 2 hours. I know Shohei's hanging out on the West Coast. All of those rumors about him being in Toronto have been debunked. They said that he is comfortably in his home in Southern California, and I'm sure it's a very nice home. And I don't think we're going to have to wait any longer. What else is there to figure out? It's been reported that he's visited with the teams. Dave Roberts opened up his yap earlier this week and decided to tell everybody that, yeah, we, the Dodgers, sat down with Shohei Ohtani. He came through and had a nice multi-hour visit with us. Shohei Ohtani is going to make his decision over the next couple of days. And then the world can actually open up to the rest of free agency. Because Major League Baseball really is looking at, right now, probably the biggest free agent they've ever had in league history. I know earlier this week I gave you a top six list, some of the most impactful free agent signings that the world of sports has ever seen. Shohei Ohtani going to get paid. Is it $500 million? I don't know. I don't think it's going to go up to 600 because how long are you going to pay this man? We've never seen anybody like Shohei Ohtani. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, A, you don't remember Babe Ruth. And then B, if you take a look at Babe Ruth's numbers, pitching and hitting at the same time at the level that Ohtani is doing it? No. Babe Ruth did not do this. And so once Shohei Ohtani decides and selects where he wants to play, then we can start handing out other deals. All the other free agents underneath him are going to say, I deserve that much. Juan Soto, who is currently a New York Yankee on an expiring deal, he's going to say, oh, well, Shohei Ohtani makes this amount of money or this much money. I need to make this. The market right now says 40-ish is the top of the line for some of the best players in the league. Aaron Judge is making 40 per. You got a couple of pitchers, Verlander, Scherzer, in that 42, 43 range. You got Gerrit Cole, also of the New York Yankees, just won a Cy Young. He's making 36. If the top hitter on the Yankees can make 40, and the top pitcher can make 36, which is almost 40, do the math. If you take Shohei Ohtani, who's to say that he doesn't walk around and say, hey, I want 80, I want 70. Is he going to run around and give you a discount? Is Shohei going to say, screw this, I want 50 per? I think that's what he's going to do. It's just a matter of the years. So if you're waiting on Shohei Ohtani, if you're reading the stupid rumors about his airplanes and where he's sleeping and what he ate for breakfast and where there could potentially be reservations at a Japanese restaurant, quit. Give up. Find something better to do. Shohei Ohtani's going to select his team soon enough, I believe over the next couple of days, definitely over the next week, and then the world will go on. I think he'll be a Dodger. And for all of my people listening to me right now in Toronto on the score, man, I'm sorry if he doesn't choose the Blue Jays. Yeah, man, that'd be a gut punch, wouldn't it? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to get into the Dallas Cowboys and the Eagles. We're going to talk about the Chiefs and the Bills. We're going to talk about the NBA in-season tournament. The final goes down tomorrow. But I want to ask you this question. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Where do you think Shohei Ohtani should go? I think he should stay in Los Angeles. I think he should just join the Dodgers. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. Ohtani, is he going to Toronto? I don't know. I don't think so. I'm going to tell you about a coach in the NFL, at least an assistant, a coordinator. He don't want to go anywhere. It's a Friday night. I'm just getting warmed up. I'm just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be here with you another Friday night. Just hanging out, minding my business, talking about sports. Not that difficult. We open up the show tonight. We're going to get into football. We're going to get into LeBron James, the play-in tournament, the Heisman. We're going to talk about all of that. But the rumors of Shohei Ohtani's next destination, they have just been running wild all day long. I mean, people are tracking reservations at Japanese restaurants in Toronto. People are looking at flight plans. It's getting crazy. And then it was confirmed by I don't even know who that Shohei Ohtani's in Southern California at home minding his business. He's not in Toronto plotting his next trip. He's just minding his business. And I'm sure over the next couple of days we'll get a response. And then all the other free agents will kind of fall in line as to, you know, what type of money they're going to get. Because Shohei Ohtani is pretty much the benchmark. You know, whether you are a pitcher or a hitter, his contract is likely to be massive. And everybody else will kind of say, oh, well, yeah, I'm less than Shohei, so give me my money. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I think the man is going up to the Dodgers. What do you think about all of this hysteria surrounding Shohei Ohtani, the man who can hit and pitch but won't be pitching next year as he repairs or recovers from that torn UCL in his elbow? Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. Let's start off by talking to Dave. He happens to be in Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
Hey, JR. How you doing? Love your show. And listening to all this craziness, talking about Shohei Ohtani. What a great player, though. Man can pitch, man can hit. But one thing I wonder, I haven't heard anybody mention, is it going to make a difference for him playing on turf as opposed to grass? How much of an issue is that, do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't think we're going to see this man play the field. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Shohei Ohtani is a full-time DH. I mean, when he pitches, and that's it. And I know we ain't going to see him, as I just mentioned, we won't see him pitch next year. I think if he was legitimately going to play the outfield, I don't think we would see him at the Rogers Center playing on that carpet, but I don't think that's too much of a factor. I don't think it will be.
All right, cheers, brother. Take care.
Well,
Have a great night.
Well, Dave, let me ask you this.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're in Toronto. I was just on the Score a couple of nights ago. I was on as a guest, but before my own show here on CBS. And I know that people are very anxious about Shohei Ohtani potentially joining the team. What are your thoughts? Is it realistic? Are people going out of their minds in Toronto right now? What's the vibe up there?
Oh, it's kind of crazy. Everybody's talking about it, wondering if he's going to come. They really want to see him come here because be great to have some good, solid pitching and another bat that can hit in our lineup.
Yeah, so let me say this. If Ohtani doesn't go to Toronto, are people going to be angry or they're just going to be deflated? Like, there's nobody to be angry at, but there's so much hype that's going into it already.
Definitely deflated, for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's something that doesn't seem right sometimes for a lot of professional athletes not wanting to come up to Toronto. We got a great city here, great teams and support, and just a lot of people don't want to play north of the border. The NBA, Raptors found that out years ago, but Stig is starting to change with that. Love to see the same thing happen with MLB, but you still have some resistance for people wanting to come north.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Toronto. That's a real sad thing because Toronto is one of the best cities. It's one of the best cities, flat and period, in North America. I didn't say the United States of America. I'm talking North America. This side of the planet, Toronto is just one of the best cities, flat and period. 855-212-4CBS. We've gone from Toronto, Canada. Let's go to Imperial Beach in California. And let's talk to Rob. Rob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm excellent, man. What's up?
Not much. Listen to you all the time at night. I'm on my way home from work. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks. Go ahead.
So, basically, I don't know. It just depends on how much they'd want to pay for DH. And obviously, going up north, leaving Los Angeles, you know, different weather, but he is an international player, and it's just a matter of where he wants to go, basically. But I'll take your take off the phone. Have a good night, JR.
You too, man. Thank you so much for calling from California, Rob. Yeah, I mean, he can go anywhere that he wants. It was a couple of seasons ago, now more than a couple of seasons ago, when he first joined Major League Baseball, and he didn't want seemingly anything to do with the eastern part of this country. And after being here for years now, this just makes the most sense to me. Why would he explore more? I will give him credit if he leaves California. But it just seems, why leave what you're comfortable with? You can stay in California. You can just go north. And you can play for the Dodgers. This is a team with history. This is a team that's been winning. They've been throwing money into the team. Whether it's Betts and Freeman, why are there even options? I even still laugh when people bring up the Angels. The man has made it very clear over the past couple of seasons that he actually wants to win. That ain't going to happen with the Angels. They might as well take that place and make it a parking lot. And I've heard all the conversations about Mike Trout and we're not going to trade Mike Trout. You can't. You can't trade a dude who can't even show up and play. Let's be real now. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is here. He is calling from Hoover, Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Dave. Go on ahead.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. Great show. Grew up in Atlanta, moved to Birmingham, Alabama 10 years ago. Got to go back to Hank Aaron, Earl Williams, Cepeda, Rico Cardi, Felix Yami, I go way back. Soto talks about big money. Soto ain't Ohtani. He's a prick. He's not that good.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Man, you could have stopped that. You are just an ass. I mean, that would have been sufficient. I mean, what did Soto do to you? You take your wife or something? What's the big deal? The guy's playing bait. He's not that good. I'll take a guy who's been a batting champion, who damn it helped the Washington win a World Series when he was 19. I'll take a dude who has an on-base percentage every year of 400. I'll take a guy who can hit about 35-plus home runs and drive in 100 every year. I'll take that guy. And any idiot who has to walk around and go, Soto ain't Ohtani. Like, what's wrong? Did you get dropped on your head? I don't think any legitimate human being would even make that case, let alone have to feel that they need to defend it. So Soto is not Ohtani. Who the hell said that? Ain't nobody walking around saying Soto's Ohtani. Nobody is saying anybody is Ohtani because there's only one of them. I know it's Friday night, but damn, how many have you thrown back already? I know, what did you wait for it to get dark? I know it gets dark early now. What, at like 5:30? Must have been drinking since then. Sheesh. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to San Diego and talk to John. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Not much. What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. What's on your mind?
Well, you said to call in and say who you want Ohtani to go to. I want him to go to the Padres. They got rid of Soto, so I'd like him to go to the Padres.
Now, do you think he's going to go to the Padres?
Hell no, but I'd like him to.
Yeah, well, we can all dream. Tell me about some of your other dreams, John. What else would you like in the world? Like world peace?
Oh, I'd love to have world peace. I can't stand the wars in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty bad stuff, John. Yeah, John is he's a reasonable fellow, like most of us, looking for world peace that will never come. I love his optimism. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Look, I don't know if Shohei Ohtani is going to Toronto or not, but I can tell you this. The Jags and the Browns, they are two teams that want to go to the playoffs, but who the hell is their quarterback? I have no idea. They don't know who their quarterback is going to be, and they play each other this Sunday. We're going to hear from their coaches on the other side of the break, and then there is a coach in the NFL, a defensive coordinator. He don't want to go anywhere, but he might have to, because maybe him and the coach don't get along. I got a lot of explaining to do here with the NFL. I'll leave the phone lines open if you want to give me a call, but you know what? This is also very important.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Felix, the only pet insurance plan just for cats. With plans starting at under $1 per day and as unique as your cat. You love them, and you can't imagine living without them. And as each and every one of your fur babies rubs against your leg, go ahead and tell them the exciting news. Felix Cat Insurance offers whisker-to-tail protection. The kind of protection that you both, or should we say all, deserve. Whether you've got an indoor cat, an outdoor cat, or they're a little of both, Felix Cat Insurance has you covered. Our curated cat insurance plans were designed to meet the special needs of your feline family members. Accidents, illnesses, cancer, diabetes, emergency care, alternative therapies, hereditary conditions, exam fees, and much more. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
Make it the best-sounding holiday season ever with immersive high-res audio from the SVS Prime Wireless Pro-powered speakers featuring DTS Play-Fi technology. Feel the visceral dynamics, deep bass, and pristine clarity of all your favorite music and holiday classics. Stream lossless audio over Wi-Fi throughout your home and control it all from your smartphone with ease. Visit svssound.com to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we don't have any idea where Shohei Ohtani is going to go. I assume we're going to find out sooner than later. And as we pull up on another Sunday of NFL football, it's kind of crazy to think that, yes, it's right now December 8th. December is already flying by. Season is going to come to an end in about a month from now. Crazy to think about. But Ohtani's destination isn't the only thing we have no idea on. The Jacksonville Jaguars and the Browns are going to try to play football on Sunday, and neither team knows who the hell their quarterback is going to be. The last time we saw the Jacksonville Jaguars was Monday Night Football. We saw Jake Browning out there versus C.J. Beathard because Trevor Lawrence went down with a high ankle sprain. This man has played every single game in the league for the Jags since he was drafted. And then meanwhile, you got the Browns on the other side. They just lost to the Rams, and we had to see Joe Flacco for the first time. The man threw two touchdowns. He also threw an interception that pretty much ended the game, and then he got knocked around a little bit. I mean, I saw Aaron Donald out there picking up offensive linemen and throwing them into Joe Burrow. Or excuse me, Joe Burrow's hurt. Joe Flacco. Well, welcome back into the NFL, Joe Flacco. And even outside of that, now that Dorian Thompson-Robinson is back because he's out of concussion protocol, we don't know who's going to start. Are we going to see Joe Flacco again? Is it going to be Dorian Thompson-Robinson? I know we will not see Amari Cooper because he is questionable with a concussion. And a matter of fact, this is wild. Kevin Stefanski, he was pretty much asked today, like, man, what's going on with your own team? He was asked, what the hell is going on with the Browns and the quarterback situation? And he ain't have too much of an answer. This is what Kevin Stefanski had to say.
Honestly, Mary-Kay, you look around the league, that's the league in general. That's maybe the league this season. Regardless of who's playing any position, we all have a job to do. And there's uncertainty from both sides, to your point. And we'll see 90 minutes before the game.
He doesn't know what's going on with his own team. He doesn't know what's going on with the Jags. And Doug Peterson, yeah, the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, he ain't have too much of an answer on Trevor Lawrence either. Listen to this.
I mean, he's feeling good. You know, we'll see. He moved around a little bit yesterday. See how he does today. You know, kind of base it on, you know, medical staff, how Trevor feels, and if he can go or not.
Yeah, this sucks. I mean, these are two teams that you thought might have been emerging this season. Certainly the Jacksonville Jaguars. They had an opportunity this past Monday night to move their record to 9-3. Even more respectable than what they currently are now at 8-4. And the Browns, let's be real, the Browns season is over. If you got to sit around and think about whether or not Joe Flacco should be your starting quarterback and it's almost mid-December, you cooked, you screwed. Deshaun Watson got a broken shoulder, and ain't nothing for you guys to look forward to. Maybe Myles Garrett, maybe his shoulder, maybe he'll be feeling a little bit better as well. But the Jags and the Browns, two teams trying to go to the playoffs, they don't know where the hell they going either. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Celeste is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Celeste?
What's up, DR? How are you?
I'm excellent. How you feeling? What's up?
Just calling to talk about Mr. Ohtani. I really would not like him to go to the Dodgers. That would be terrible. But I have a feeling, just as you said, that that's probably where he'll probably end up going. I don't really see him going to the East Coast. Do you?
No, I said that. I mean, why would you be comfortable in California for all these years to now say, hey, I'm going to move to Toronto, or hey, I'm going to, like, I mean, even if he were to go to Chicago, like, I would think he's comfortable. Why move?
Yeah, I agree. And Dodgers is right there. It makes total sense. Not so good for my Padres, but, you know, we played him last year, and he didn't do too much against us, so I'm not too worried, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But I'm really sorry about you have to put up with some of these callers that say these crazy things on the air. I'm so sorry about that. I feel bad.
Why the hell do you feel bad? It makes for great entertainment because I get to insult them after.
It does. I love when you say, damn. Oh, damn. How many have you thrown down? It was funny, but I'm sorry. But you're awesome. I love your show. I listen every night, and keep it up because you're amazing, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Celeste. You have a good night and weekend. Appreciate you for
you
calling
too.
From San Diego.
Take care.
No doubt. Yeah, no, don't feel bad for me. I don't care. I'm like Mike Tomlin. I do not care. Somebody calls and says something crazy to me, they have now handed me great opportunity to kind of call him an ass in the most polite or disrespectful way possible. Let's go to Travis. He's in Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Travis?
JR.
Yeah, that's me. How are you?
Good to talk to you, man. I've been listening to you for a long time, man. And you get me home from work. I got a long drive home, so
you're welcome.
And it's always a pleasure listening to you.
Thank you, man. If you don't mind me asking, what the hell do you do for a living?
I own a restaurant in Toronto, and right by the dome, and I guess they're always changing the names of the arenas. I call the Sky Dome still, and right in the middle there on the harbor front. It is a beautiful city. We'd love to have Shohei. All the hype kind of drives me a little nuts. Speculation is definitely doesn't help anyone's situation. I think it doesn't, especially when people are going a little bananas right now with all the Toronto hype. It's like you said, it's a huge punch in the gut if it doesn't happen. And I just would like the man to be able to make a decision, and then
wow.
We can celebrate or cry.
So how are you feeling? Do you think he's going to go to Toronto, or do you think there's a whole lot of nonsense?
Me, I'm a Toronto sports fan. I'm a geography guy, so it's like this is where I was born. You know, I kind of am stuck with my teams. I'm, you know, bleed blue and, you know, Raptors red. I would love it. I think any team would be lucky to have that guy. He's an anomaly.
I'm talking about you specifically. I ain't asking about anybody else. Have you drank the Kool-Aid? Do you really think he's going to join the Blue Jays, or do you think this is a lot of hype?
No, I'm a real Toronto sports fan, so no, I don't think he's going to join the Blue Jays.
Okay, all right, I'm just asking.
I think I love California. We go there every year. It's a wonderful place, and yeah, man, the guy's got cash. He's probably got an amazing house on the ocean somewhere. Like, I would live in California in a second if I had that kind of dough.
Well, maybe he wants to live in Toronto off the lake. I don't know.
I don't live in Toronto. I can't afford that.
And I'm saying Ohtani. I'm saying Ohtani. I said Ohtani, not you. Ohtani.
Oh, yeah, no. It's a beautiful place to live, and he would be playing for a country. There's a lot of positives, definitely. But does it make sense for him? I kind of agree with you. You know, like he's kind of set up home shop. You know, he's just a skip over the river for to get home to Japan and stuff, too. It's a little easier to get there, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That being said, you know, I'm not a big fan of hype. I just want, you know, these are grown individuals. Let them make their decision, and then you know, let's wait.
Yeah,
for
we don't have to track
to
their we don't have to track their airplanes. Well, Travis, good luck to you regardless. Okay, and
yeah,
good luck with the restaurant.
Can I just say something about the quarterback situation in the NFL? Man, it's got to be the saddest this year. I'm a Bills fan, but it's like you see the team struggling and everything. But like I want to see the best play, and it's really sad what's going on.
Tell the quarterbacks to stop running around like chickens with their head cut off.
Hey,
good
sure
luck with your restaurant, Travis. Okay, good luck.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you so much. No problem. I love it. He got a restaurant in Toronto. I should have asked him where it is so I could stop by the next time I'm up there. What month is it? It's December? Yeah, I ain't going into Toronto until it get warmer, man. You could throw that out the window. Hey, we got Ryan calling from Anchorage. I love Anchorage. Beautiful. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, man? How are you doing tonight?
Excellent. Please, go ahead.
Well, I just know that you were I know everybody's talking about Ohtani and whatnot, and it's pretty sad that there's probably like two or three teams that's in there. I was just kind of curious on the other aspect of the free agent market. I mean, there's a lot of big-name guys from Bellinger to Chapman to Hader to Snell to Hoskins, Montgomery. There's a lot of guys out there. If there's a team that you're looking at that's hoping to add or a specific free agent, I just kind of looking at your general thoughts on the rest of free agency, not Ohtani.
So what do you want me to answer? I mean, you just ran through a bunch of names. What do you want me to say?
I just didn't know if there was a specific guy that you were interested in most in that was going to sign in free agency that wasn't Ohtani.
I mean, outside of Yamamoto, I'd love to see Yamamoto go to the New York Yankees. And outside of that, why do I care? I mean, that's why I said in the first break, Shohei Ohtani has to figure out where he wants to play. And then at that point, every other player kind of falls in place. Like, he's going to set the market, even with whatever outrageous, ridiculous contract that he gets. We're not going to know where Bellinger goes or how much money he's going to command. Everybody's waiting on Shohei Ohtani, you know?
Yep, that makes sense. I was just curious.
Yeah, no problem, Ryan. Thank you for calling from Alaska. Yeah, it's difficult to look at what do you think about the other free agents and where do they go. I mean, we got a guy like Aaron Nola who decided to stay home. What a shock there. Really, none at all. That's me being sarcastic. But the fact is, like, Bellinger is going to be probably the next domino to fall. Yamamoto, well, God only knows how long it's going to take for him to come to an agreement with whatever team. Maybe it'll be one of the New York squads. We ain't got no idea. And speaking of a New York squad, I mentioned this briefly. By now, you probably know the New York Giants. They're on a little bit of a two-game winning streak. They're going to take on Green Bay on Monday night. And their defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale, it's been reported he got a little bit of a beef with the head coach, Brian Daboll. And so Wink Martindale had to kind of tell everybody today, unlike Shohei Ohtani, that he doesn't want to go anywhere and that their relationship is good, except for this year. They just suck. Listen to this.
The report said that your relationship with Daboll is in a bad place and there's a lot of tension. I mean, can you speak to your relationship with Daboll?
We're fine. I mean, it's the same thing as it was last year. You know, it was just different because we were winning more games. And it's like, it's different every place you go. You know, the relationship with the head coach and the defensive coordinator or assistants, especially when it's new. And, you know, it's been, what, 22 months now, you know, year and a half. And it's that we're going to keep working and keep trying to win. You know, we're all focused on Green Bay.
No, well, they're all focused on Green Bay. Nobody has any answers about nothing. Nobody knows where Shohei Ohtani's going to go. Nobody knows who will start for the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Browns. And Wink Martindale, he don't know where he's going to be next year. He could be coaching for the New York Giants, or he could be swinging his golf clubs. Nobody has any answers. I guess that's just the story of life now, isn't it? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got an answer for you. I got a prediction. I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm still going to be sitting here in the studio. And you know what? I also know I can't predict the future. Tomorrow, LeBron James, NBA in-season tournament. The finals go down. We're going to talk about it on the other side on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.